a memorable day for you, Jimmy, here at Windsor Park.
Yeah, you know, we were just delighted to get the 3 points more than anything, a 2-1. You know, the game was back on, but we were lucky enough to get the break of the ball and get the third one, which just kind of killed the game off a bit.
Hat-trick of headers. All good headers too.
Listen, if they pass the line, they're good goals, but no, the balls, you know, I got to thank the boys delivering the balls. The delivery and the team, you know, throughout, is just, we made a substitution and you're bringing Niall Quinn on, you know, on our top delivery of the ball. So, you know, everything was on the ball. I just had to kind of make a run and try and get on the end of him.
Must be the first time you've ever got a hat-trick, is it?
Yeah, I don't score that many. So, no, it was just one of them days, you know, no matter what, where I went, the ball kind of came to me. So, as I say, I thank the boys who cross the balls more than, you know, more than it was me. It was their balls more than, you know, me getting on the end of them and such.
And even then, there was a tremendous defensive block you made. You must have taken one for the team near the end to keep one out.
Yeah. No, as I say, I'd rather, you know, goals are nice, but for a defender and any defender, I'll tell you that clean sheets are, you know, that's your job done if you can keep a clean sheet. So I think at that point it was 2-0. And we were trying to, you know, get the clean sheet, but listen, I'm there to defend, so that's what I try to do, and I was lucky enough that it hit me in that bit and went over the bar, I think it was.
Not the best of conditions for football out there today in that rain and slippy pitches.
Well, to be honest, I would rather play. I'd rather play in the way it was today. You know, I know it was maybe horrible from the outside, but on the pitch it was nice. It was, you know, it was slick and you were able to knock a ball about on it. And, you know, the pitch is top-notch. So, you know, we were glad to see a bit of rain on it so we can move it a bit quicker.
Over the years, boys like you, Stafford Hockey, have chipped in with a number of goals, so it's important that we keep that habit going, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I think that, you know, if we can chip in with a couple, then so be it. But our thing is the defend, and if we can score when we get set plays, corners, wherever it may be, then happy days. But as I say, our main thing is trying to keep clean sheets.
It's a long way to go, but it's nice to be top, isn't it, even at this early stage?
Yeah, listen, after the season we had last year, you know, we're just trying to improve on that. And there's no sense talking about anything now, you know. I've played the game long enough to understand that, you know, nothing's given out in October. We're just delighted to keep trying to pick up wins and see where it takes us.
We're on a good run here and the new signings have all settled in really well. So there's a real good, happy atmosphere about the place, isn't there?
Yeah, new signings have done really well. You know, our top players, you were talking Kearnsy, Mike O'Connor, Cooper have really come in and stamped their authority on the team. I've known Daniel quite a long time, and I know how good, you know, I think everybody, you can see it week in, week out with him. He's probably a cut above if I'm, you know, without being too blowing smoke up his backside, but you know, he's a top player, and Coops has really impressed me, to be honest. I didn't think he was as good as he actually is, and Big Michael's come in. I think Michael plays like he's 40 rather than 19. So yeah, as you say, the players have come in and made an impact right away, and hopefully we can kick on now and just keep it going throughout the season.
And there's a lot of competition for places here. We've got boys, you know, Ryan McGivern busting to get back in, and there's a lot of competition for places there right through our squad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's part and parcel of, you know, football. Yeah. There's always going to be competition in football, and the players that we have currently not playing, to be honest, we'd probably come into the team and just fit straight back in, you know, and rather than maybe do better than what's already in, you know. So it's, at the end of the day, we've got the shirts and it's up to us to keep hold of them.
And that's a bit of a break now till next Saturday, and it's Ards away, and they drew 0-0 here, so we know that's not going to be easy down at Clandeboy next week.
Yeah, there is no, you know, there's no easy games in this league. The Ards are good side, well drilled, and you know, we'll go there on with a game plan and hopefully try and pick up another 3 points.
And for you, nice wee memento to get Man of the Match award here today after a hat trick. I suppose there was no other choice, was there?
Well, as I say, we're just glad we got the win. You know, it's nice to get personal allocates, but you know, I'd have took 3 points with maybe we having a nightmare and still getting 3 points. So the objective was today was to get 3 points. So I think we've done that and we'll move on now to next Saturday.
Well done today, Jimmy.
Thank you.